Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, my name is Alec, and I have an opportunity customer for Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Deidre Catton, and her phone number is 949-826-0481. Should I spell the name, or I can transfer?
No, you can transfer.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name's Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And you did not have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
I have not.
Have not. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with any cancers after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
I got diagnosed with stage 1 ovarian cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
April 10th or 11th. I think April 11th of 2024.
April 11th of 2024?
Yes.
And have you used hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
The physician that diagnosed me was Dr. Ben Hoff at Hollywood Presbyterian.
Hollywood Presbyterian. Is that the one on 1300 North Vermont Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your doctor's name?
Ben Ha. So the first name is Ben, B-E-N, and then the last name is H-A.
Oh, just H-A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I found it. Ben. Okay. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed?
Yes. I used L'Oreal, L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, and I used it maybe about 6 to 7 times a year.
6 to 7 times a year?
I used it, maybe not a year. 1, 2. Maybe I used it twice a year.
It could just be on.
I know that I've used it more than 4 times.
Okay. I could put down 5 if that's your best estimate, 5 times a year.
Yeah, it probably was, about 5 to 6 times a year. I didn't go every month to get a touch-up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
It's 9/16/1982.
Yes. Okay. And do you know of anyone else who was also affected after using hair relaxer?
That I don't know. In my family, I don't think so.
Okay.
I want to say no.
Okay. And then what state were you using the hair relaxer in?
California.
California. Do you remember when you first started using hair relaxer?
I want to say about maybe August of 2014, the summer of 2014, and I just stopped about March of 2024.
So you used it for about 10 years consecutively?
Yeah.
Okay. And how often were you applying it? Was it every month, every week, or four times a year?
I would apply it every... So it depends on when I could book an appointment to get my hair done, or if I did it myself. Every 6 weeks, sometimes up to 90 days.
Okay. So you were doing it at home and at the salon?
Yeah.
In the salon. Do you remember where you were purchasing the product from?
Like CVS, the local beauty supplies.
Okay. And then for the times that you were at the salon, do you remember the salon name?
I've been to 2014. I think back then it was called A Touch of Class.
A Touch of
Class?
Oh, Class.
I know I got my very first perm at the salon. And then
okay, so for that one, A Touch of Class, I see it on 32150 Railroad Canyon.
No, it was off of Vermont. The shop is not there. The shop is no longer there, I do know.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then you said you were using the Dark and Lovely brand?
Yes.
Okay. And then did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer?
Yes.
And did you receive any treatment for your diagnosis?
I did.
Okay. What kind of treatment?
I had chemotherapy. I had a partial hysterectomy. And then I had pain medication for a little bit after.
Pain medication. And when was your treatment date?
I started treatment April 21st.
Okay.
Everything went so fast.
Yeah. Was it the same doctor, same facility?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. Okay. And then just to confirm again, so that facility address was 1300 North Vermont Avenue, Los Angeles?
California 90027, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
It's D-E-I-D-R-A. And my last name is D-O-T-T-O-N.
D-O-T-T-O-N?
C as in Charles? Cotton, like cotton ball, cotton swab.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you. And what is your preferred email address?
TheQueenDeidre@yahoo.com.
Okay. I heard the Queen.
Deidre@yahoo.com.
Oh, okay. Right. And then what is your main cell phone number?
949-826-0481.
Thank you. And your current home address?
It's 844 West 105th, Los Angeles, California, 90044.
Okay, and then your social?
It's 546-738-941.
Thank you. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I think I do. If not, I can request them. I know for sure. I think I do. I request them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you can confirm it is at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
323-335-6377.
And does this person live with you?
No. It's my mom.
Okay. Mom. And can I get her first and last name?
It's Cynthia and Cotton, C-O-T-T-O-N.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and to your email, whichever one's easier for you.
Okay.
Okay, I think it just went through.
It did, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I just received it. And then I just sent you a text as well for my direct line, so you have my number in case you had any questions at all throughout this.
Okay.
So the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps, but I sent you their number just in case you missed their call or you had any questions for them. You can reach back out to them too.
Okay, sounds good.
Right. And then that is all I need from you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, that's going to be it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.